Talking to Carly Anderson, a junior guard for the Pella Christian basketball team. Carly, thanks for joining us. You know, last year there was a different play style, a different group in place on the court, and this year you've been tasked with kind of becoming one of the main players and one of the main leaders on this year's team. What has that role been like as you tried to fill in that leadership role and then trying to help in the on-court production as well?
Well, obviously, having no seniors, six juniors, is a big opportunity for us to step up and lead the team. And we've had very good role models the past 2 years in our seniors, so we kind of have a good – we just had someone to look to for what good leadership looks like in all of them. And so I think it's been a good opportunity for all six of us to just step up and try to – take that leadership role on, like, all together. And yeah, obviously on the court, we're all very young and still have not, many of us have not had very much varsity experience, and like Jocelyn and Emery, only two who have had much. So that's been just kind of a new transition for all of us, especially playing such difficult teams with Little Hawkeye and stuff. It's just, our goal is just come out, have a good time with our teammates, you know, get better and see if we can play spoiler on some of these teams.
Yeah, and you mentioned, obviously, you guys play a tough schedule in the Little Hawkeye, mm-hmm. and we talked a little bit about that production, but what's it been like trying to learn the new system and trying to, you know, adjust your play style? Because obviously in years past, it's been more mm-hmm. post-centric versus this year, it's yeah. more guard-centric. And what's that been like trying to learn that on the fly while also competing against those tough teams?
Well, yeah, obviously we relied a lot on past 2 years with Allison and stuff, and I think this year what Coach has kind of been telling all of us is that it's just to let it fly. Like, we don't have any really posts that we can just rely on to get us lots and lots of points every game, so that's an opportunity for our guards to step up and just shoot the ball. Like, we obviously play very, very difficult teams in Little Hawkeye and stuff like that, and they shoot the lights out sometimes, and we just have to... We can't shoot the lights out at all if we don't shoot the ball. So Coach has just told us that no one ever has red light. Like, just, you get an open shot, just take it. Like, we're a very guard-heavy team, so it's nice that all of us can step up and hit some shots. So.
Yeah, and one of those games where you were able to step up and hit some shots was the Van Meter game. And you, I think you had a career high 9 points in that one, if I'm not mistaken. But obviously, you were able to find a little bit of a rhythm. What was it that allowed you to find that rhythm and be able to knock down some of those shots?
It's obviously, like I said, lots of guards and stuff. It's just looking for your teammates and stuff. Like, Jocelyn did a really good job with that. Like, sometimes everyone's going to have off nights. And I think sometimes some of us are hotter from outside. Some of us are hotter from, like, driving. Like, Jocelyn, obviously, a very good... driver just in the lane and stuff, and she did a great job that night of driving and kicking out multiple times, and we just all have to be ready to catch and shoot right away, because obviously we play some difficult teams. Van Meter, obviously not on the same level as some Little Hawkeye Conference teams, but defense gets out to us very quickly, so we need to be able to catch and shoot right away whenever we get a pass like that. So
yeah, and obviously you guys have another very tough matchup coming up with Grinnell mm-hmm. on Friday, number 9. How do you guys go about preparing for that game and getting ready to go try and play spoiler against Grinnell?
Well, yeah, obviously they're a very also guard-heavy team. They shoot lots of threes, very effective from the three-point range, but we just have to, yeah, adjust our defense. Our defense has definitely been one of our strong suits, and yeah, we just need to make sure we're getting out to all the three-point, staying out to three-point line, make sure covering all those shots, hands up in the face and stuff. So
perfect. Well, thank you, Carly, for the time. Hopefully you guys can pull out that win against Grinnell.
Yes.
And good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.